I'm Chris Hine with the Wednesday Music Roundup here on KMUW, and commercial country has long been the dominant face of the music, but it's been punctuated by little uprisings along the way. There were the outlaws of the late 60s like Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson, and then late in the next decade came the new traditionalists, artists rooted in the music of earlier times and less commercial leanings, who would not only add new flavor and depth to country, but would become inspiration for the roots rock, Americana, and alt-country that followed. One of them was Rodney Crowell. He got his first major break with Emmylou Harris, who also helped establish his reputation as a great songwriter by recording his songs like Till I Gain Control Again, Ain't Living Long Like This, and Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight. Crowell solidified his reputation with a series of his own albums and with productions for the likes of then-wife Roseanne Cash. In more recent years, he's done a series of largely autobiographical recordings and now goes one better with the publication of his first book, a memoir, Chinaberry Sidewalks. Published in mid-January, it comes with a download of the not otherwise commercially available Acoustic Trio Live, a set recorded on tour with Will Kimbrough and Jenny Scheinman that features 13 tracks, a mix of old favorites, with songs originally done on albums from this decade. The book itself focuses on Crowell's difficult growing up years in a poor and at times violent family. He's now on an unusual solo tour telling stories from the book and his childhood and performing related songs. The closest regional date is Tuesday at Knuckleheads in Kansas City. One other singer-songwriter show of note this week features Peter Mulvey, who honed his art in subway stations for several years, creating a rhythmically inventive and lyrically creative brand of what has been dubbed art folk, sharp, well-crafted, musically interesting stuff that puts him well ahead of the stereotypical folky pack. He wraps up this season's Prairie Window concerts at the Dick Arboretum and also has dates in early March at the Blue Door and also Acoustic Coffee House. More on those dates, our full list of concerts from over 100 regional venues, a Rodney Crowell interview link, and more on the Music Roundup page of our website at kmuw.org.